So what happens if the state determines that there is fraud? Well, the Office of Inspector General makes an effort to collect money that they should have received, but for the fraud. The big ticket item for them is fraud from healthcare providers. I've included with my paper their report from last year. And, oh, I forgot to mention one other thing about the state rules and federal rules. We had a discussion yesterday about the COVID-19 rules and how the state is obligated to allow people who are qualified for Medicaid to continue to be qualified for Medicaid until the COVID-19 health emergency is over. However, there is an exception for those, quote, not validly enrolled. And who's not validly enrolled? A person who the Office of Inspector General has determined to have fraudulently received Medicaid coverage. So it even has implications there. So the report from the Inspector General's office shows that from healthcare providers last year, they got recoveries of roughly $104 million. And from all other sources, SNAP, TANF, Medicaid, CHIP, and WIC, they got $33 million. So from those who are theoretically making fraudulent Medicaid applications, not as much recovery. And we can't tell how much of that is specifically Medicaid because they lumped SNAP, TANF, Medicaid, CHIP, and WIC all together in one recovery item, but that was $33 million last year. All right, so let's get into some practical issues. What do we do to make sure that we avoid fraud? Well, first off, document everything. There's some citations in there about getting documentation about whatever you are presenting to Texas Health and Human Services. There was a reference yesterday to the appendix, which the caseworkers use to determine what documentation is necessary. I believe that is Appendix 16. But whatever number it is, you should probably become familiar with that because that is the documentation that they want to help them determine that a claim is valid. Get more information than you need. Never withhold required or relevant information. Gets back to our twin sins. Don't lie. Document all the truthful statements you are making and don't withhold important information. As I was doing this presentation research, I found out this has actually been covered, this topic, in a somewhat different way back in 2013 when a gentleman, a Mr. Ray, Jason Ray, an Austin attorney who represents healthcare providers who have claims against them from the OIG, and a representative of the OIG did a presentation on avoiding fraud. So they were kind enough to allow me to use some of their slides. So one of their first slides is, what are some practical considerations? Nail it down. If there's a formula, definition, or process that you rely on to qualify your clients, get it in writing. Countable resources, income, look back period, proper methods to spend down everything. Get it in writing. Get those bank statements. Get everything you need to verify that your claim is appropriate. I included this because I actually think this is somewhat quaint, humorous, now that we know what we know in 2021, because this was their advice back in 2013, don't rely on unwritten guidelines. Well, Clyde did a magnificent job yesterday in explaining to us why we are still living with unwritten guidelines regarding the treatment of retirement accounts in Medicaid cases. And we're just going to have to live with that, unfortunately, I think, for the foreseeable future. But If you can avoid that, try to avoid that. Okay, I'm not going to belabor that point.